I'm not too sure how many persons would have, for example, paid attention when you are going towards Peter's Hope area. There is a plot right opposite the school, and that plot has a number of different varieties of different tree crops, fruit crops. And one of the objectives is to ensure that we have varieties preserved for future propagation. Also, even on some of the agricultural stations, we would have, for example, I know many people would have heard of the Sea Island cotton, things like that. We still have these being preserved on some of our stations. And there are a number of entities that are involved. We have the beach and protected areas, and we have a number of other important and key stakeholders in the entire process. So it's a national effort. In recent years, they recognize that there may be some adverse impact that could arise from such. And so there is this body which was formed in order for any redress issues. If there is any adverse impact, a recourse could be directed to that particular office. Even in that regard, there is a supplementary protocol which was developed. It is not yet in force. It's another global protocol, and it's supplemental to the Cartagena Protocol on biosafety.
Okay.
So what this really seeks to do is to ensure that matters of adverse impacts, there is a recourse that could be taken